Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy Black Zini. Today we're on the block with Enchanting, a rising star from Fort Worth whose name and talent speaks for itself. Signing to Gucci Mane's new 1017 Records, Enchanting takes both her rap and singing skills as part of the So Icy Gang roster. Only a couple years in and so much accomplished, Enchanting spreads her magic into the music game and audiences alike.
Hi, how are you?
How's everything?
What's going on?
All right, I know it's a little cold outside.
A little?
Yeah.
How is hell?
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy Black Zini. And today we're here with
Enchanting.
Big Chanting. New to 1017. Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Texas, so I'm out here freezing my ass off, y'all. But I'm an R&B singer that raps. So yeah. Gonna drop February 10th. And yeah, what's the vibes?
All right, so Fort Worth, Texas. What's it like growing up in Texas? And is everything actually bigger in Texas?
Everything is bigger in Texas, for sure.
So like Dallas BBQs, obviously you know what that is. Right? Mm-hmm. Dallas BBQs. All right. So I've been there and they have like Texas sized stuff. So that's mm-hmm. like a thing.
Like, yes, Texas, like
everywhere.
Everything big as fuck. Yeah. They food, especially.
So when you growing up in Texas, like at what point did you decide to take music on?
I didn't start doing music until after I graduated, but like right after I graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. My friend had a friend that owned a studio, so he made me get in the studio because I could always sing. Like I used to do covers and stuff.
We were in chorus.
But I never did. Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day.
But I never did like take music serious. So he made me get in the studio and then I had recorded my first project. I recorded in one day and I dropped that shit.
In one day?
Mm-hmm.
And from there,
I dropped it on like Audio Mac, some crazy shit.
SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. Spinnerella.
Classic.
That.
All right. So we're here at Galaxy Deli. I'm gonna give you the full New York experience, you know,
so
let you know how this is what
I'm
we
excited.
Do on like any day of the week that we're just hungry and shit.
After you. So
okay. So now that we're here, as part of the show, mm-hmm. we give the artist $20 to spend. Now, normally I have cash, but today I have my Cash App card.
Okay.
So you got $20. Go crazy. If you go a little over, I'm not tripping.
Okay.
You got $20 to
run. All right.
Go crazy.
I need me some candies. Gotta get these bad boys. I want a chopped cheese on a roll. What is getting today for the bath? I just love candy.
Like this actually is
in the chopped cheese and fry.
Yeah, this
we gonna see this $20.
You're signed to 1017.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how that happened. What it was like. Obviously meeting Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
Like how was it?
So it happened through Jay White, which is a mutual friend of ours, a producer from Dallas. And me and him had did some songs and Gucci had posted something about he wanted the artist or something, so I guess Jay White had sent on my page. And then Jay White had called me like, yeah, he was like, how would you feel about signing Gucci? And I was like, that'll be crazy. So the next morning, Gucci had texted my phone like, what's up, this Gucci? Like, how do you want to sign a 1017? And I was like, who the fuck playing on my phone? So I had called the number. I was like, man, these folks playing on my phone. I called the number. And he was like, hello. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, hello.
Out of FaceTime.
Yes, I was stressed. I was like, oh, my God. So and then he had flew me to whenever I did meet him. It was just crazy. Like, it was crazy. Like, wow. Signing Gucci. It's crazy. You know?
So last year you dropped a project.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how you created that project. It was called No Love.
No Love.
So tell me, obviously that was, every project takes a little while to create. Tell me what made that project special to you and has it changed the way like you live in your life right now?
I feel like that project was like all the songs that I really kind of dropped since I've been signed, like most of the rap songs, and a couple new songs that I had did. So it was, for me, it was just like to get all the stuff that I put out on one body of work. So that was the most important part to me, so.
Okay, so being in New York, is this your first time out here?
This is like my third time here.
Okay, so what's been your favorite part so far? On your third drive.
Well, I really like this corner stuff without the food options. I like that.
I appreciate that.
And I like, it's like something on every outside. So when you step outside, it's some shit. It's a food, a stove, like whatever you need. You really don't gotta drive.
Were you a rapper first or a singer first?
A singer first.
Singer first. Mm-hmm. When did you realize you could rap?
Whenever I rapped. After I did No Love, that was my first rap verse, and it had went viral, so I was like, oh, guess I can rap.
So like, you freestyle and stuff too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go. Which wish do you prefer, if you had to pick one?
Singing or rapping?
Yeah.
I feel like it's not really like a preference. I like both. I like to do both, but for different reasons. Like, rapping is like a fun, like hobby type of thing. Like, I like to rap, clear my mind. It's something quick and easy. I really don't have to put a lot of effort into it. And then singing, that's like a prized position. You know, I put time into that shit. A lot of time. Them songs take way longer than my rap songs, so.
Okay. More meaning to them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like more of a passion.
Okay.
And then the rapping is just a fun thing to me that I like to do.
Okay. Tell me about So Icy Girls.
So Icy Girls? There was a time. It was short lived, but it was a time. You know, had to be there.
Had
so
to
I
be
could
there
say.
To know that's all. You don't got no. We need back.
It was cool.
Or something. As an artist, everybody has goals they want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
What are yours?
One goal that I really, really have is to chart both genres at the same time or close to each other. And another goal, we going to the Grammys, you know? That's a big goal of mine.
Mm-hmm.
At least a nomination, you know? I feel solid with that.
Start with a nomination?
Mm-hmm.
Both the way up?
Yeah.
Fair, fair. What's left for you? What do you have left to do in New York before you go back to Texas?
I got to go to R&B Wednesdays tonight. At this club out here, don't ask me what club. I don't know off the top of my head. But that's a lot of information to retain. What's it called? Blood clot.
So how you like Atlanta?
I love it.
Better than Texas?
Wouldn't say all that.
Okay, so if you had to pick one to live in right now, where would you live?
Right now? Atlanta, because like the stuff that I have to do is in Atlanta. Yeah,
it's based there. It makes sense. All right. So what's next for you? What is any tours? Any show tickets I should be expecting?
Well, I'm about to drop February 10th. I'm dropping the R&B project.
Right there, the R&B project. Okay.
So I'm sure some shows will soon follow.
What's the R&B project called?
It's called Love Scarred. So go get that.
Can you give me like a little bio on what it's about?
It's a versatile project if you ask me. It's not like the projects you listen to where it's like one vibe. Like it's all heartbroken songs or all sad shit. My shit got like a vibe for everything. Like it's some happy songs, sad songs, love songs, some fuck these niggas songs, some I wanna fuck these niggas songs. You know, it's different varieties.
Thank you so much for your time. It was
of
great having you. I know it's cold, but we made it, you know.
We did.
You don't have to go through this again.
Have a good night.
You as well.